This is US 99.5.
Hey, Drew. This is Trisha Yearwood. How are you?
Hello, Trisha. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's so good to talk to you today.
Thank you.
And more so because we're going to see you just days away on Friday night. I feel like we haven't seen you in Joliet in so long.
Well, it's because you haven't.
I wasn't able to get to Vegas, so to be able to enjoy you and your husband, the special on CBS over the holidays, that was really thrilling.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think it was really, those 3 years that Garth spent in Vegas were fun for both of us because I think people got a chance to see him in a different way. And I got a chance to kind of keep my chops up a little bit and go and sing with him every night that we were out there. And so it was just really a lot of fun.
A lot of folks here in Chicago who weren't able to get out to Vegas with their kids and with the jobs and everything else, they still got to experience a little bit of it.
One of the things that's really cool for us is to be able to do things together like that. So he's going to be, he doesn't do very well. He'll be probably pining here in Oklahoma when I'm in Joliet, but he will, I'm going to leave him some casseroles in the fridge, so he'll be okay.
He'll be fine. He can, you know what? He can handle himself. You don't worry about him, right?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I want to know how you're keeping it all together when we're going to see you on Friday in Joliet, and then you've got your book, and you've got the TV show on Food Network. It feels like you're going in a bazillion directions.
I am. I actually have no idea how I'm keeping it together. You know, it's really, though, a good problem to have. The whole cooking, career has really been a happy accident. And I knew when I was 5 I wanted to be a singer, but the cookbook came out of something really natural of just wanting to do something with my mom and my sister.
For us aspiring foodies, what can you tell us about getting better in the kitchen when we're not really that good to begin with?
You know, it's really just about not being afraid. That's the biggest thing, is to not be afraid. Because what is the worst thing that happens? You make something that's completely horrible and unedible.
It's awful.
You order pizza, you're good. I'm serious. It's like, I think people's fear of making a mistake is the worst thing. And I am not a chef. You know, I'm just a basic cook, and I still learn things. I'm still learning things. It's so funny. I make a broccoli chicken cheese rice casserole. It's like a basic southern casserole that I've been making for 20 years. I made it the other day, and I went, you know what? This would be better if I cook the rice in vegetable broth instead of water. And it would be better if I mix it all together instead of the layer of the rice on the bottom, because the rice gets dry after a couple of days. It's like I called my sister and said, cool, I just totally changed this recipe we've done for 20 years, and it's so much better. And she's like, that's a great idea. So, you know, you continue to learn as you just, once you get good at a dish, then you figure out, how can I make this better or easier, or, you know, and so you're always learning and always experimenting. And like I said, you know, what's the worst that can happen?
More with Trisha Yearwood coming up
this August.
It is New Country with Jared Neiman in US 99.5. Drink to that all night. Things we want to know about Trisha Yearwood.
Uh-oh.
Where are you when you're most comfortable?
I'm usually asleep.
No one has ever told me that before. I love that.
I'm out here today. I'm actually in Oklahoma, and we live in the country, and I grew up in the country, and so I guess I really, when I like on a farm where there's a little bit of land and a little bit of space, a wide open space, I feel most at peace. So I really do like the country. I think I've lived in an apartment, I've lived in a condo and all that, but I really love the peacefulness of being on a nice piece of land.
Mm-hmm. Who was the last person to tell you no?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't even remember.
That's right, because nobody says no to Trisha Yearwood.
It was probably my husband.
What single phrase of wisdom do you love the most that you live by?
Everything in moderation, including moderation.
That's brilliant. Well, we are so excited that you are coming back to town just a couple days away, Friday night at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, and we just love you to pieces.
Well, thank you, Drew. I'm really excited. This is a long time coming, and I really want to go out and do some things on my own and have a chance to just sing for a crowd, and I don't have anything to promote. I'm really excited because I'm just going to go out and have fun, and I'm looking forward to it, and really looking forward to the Rialto.
And if we're in the seats, maybe you're going to feed us as well by surprise casserole.
It could happen. It might be messy.
Have a great day, Trisha. We'll see you soon.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Drew.
US 99.5.